Today, we're talking about three simple letters. F-M-L.
And that stands for?
F-M-L.
Okay.
The last two words are my life. We just want to hear it's, we get it off your chest. Just whatever it is where you have that situation where you're just like, this happened to me, really? F-M-L.
There it is.
F my life. We have an acquaintance that we know who, you know, I talk all the time. Like, don't get involved in scams. I've tried to tell everybody. Nothing's real. Just you get something in the mail, you get an email. It's all scams. It's all spam. It's nothing. Don't trust anything from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So she got this thing. Was like, congratulations, you won a trip to Cancun. She was like, yeah, thank you. Tore it into tiny little pieces. Threw it away, and then she found out it was actually from one of her cousins or somebody.
It was
a
birthday gift.
Yeah, somebody had sent her a birthday gift. Not to mention, they put $500 in cash in the envelope as well to cover her expenses while she was there.
Oops, FML.
FML. You just screwed up your entire life.
Well, years ago, I ended up in a road rage incident with someone, and so we finally was over with, and they took off one way, and I took off another. Well, then we ended up kind of coming back on the same road, and I found myself following them again, and we ended up going to the same place. Oh, that reminds me, too. This was a long time ago. I was with a group of dudes, and we were road tripping to Minneapolis for a football game, and we went over to a wayside rest area, and we used the bathroom. I got done first, so I'm waiting by the van. I'm wondering, how come my buddies aren't coming out? Well, they eventually did come out, and it was a fight. Apparently, they got hooked up with these other guys inside in the bathrooms.
Hooked up with other guys in a rest stop bathroom? That never happens.
Oh, wait. They were not hook up like that. But they all started fighting and whatnot, and they took it outside, and these truckers were there, and they came up and split everybody up. Well, we all got back into our respective vehicles. Well, they took off first. And so we're driving along. We get to the football game. And I swear to heck.
No way.
They were sitting right behind where our seats were. And so
you never went to your seats.
Well, we did, actually. And everyone was drinking, but everyone kept their cool.
You guys got over your rest stop?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I thought there was going to be some shenanigans at the end, right?
Here, the other one that I was thinking of when we were talking about doing this topic was, again, for me, it's always scams. Like, I got involved. I did some appearances for this startup company, and they were
that's
like,
right.
They were like, hey, you know what? Instead of, you know, taking any appearance fees or anything, or how about, would you like to get involved on the ground floor of this company? I was like, no, I mean, yeah, I would love to come out to your grocery store and talk about your special water product or whatever, but no, I'm good. No.
You took the money in hand.
Money in hand. Cause I'm like, no, I mean, how many waters are there out there?
Right.
Anyway, what happened was Vitamin Water eventually sold to 50 Cent and Coca-Cola, and like it's just become this conglomerate. It would have been like being the secretary at Facebook. Okay,
nice.
I may have only had like two shares, but I could totally be just set for life had I just said yes to that one thing.
FML.
Our producer Dave is saying he got mail from his school, thought it was junk, opened it 2 years later. It was a check for
$4,000.
And you tossed it. But Obi, if you didn't open it for 2 years, it's no longer good.
FML.
No, FML. So we want to hear your FML story. What happened to you? What was that buildup in your life? Everybody's got one where it's like, just this could only happen to me. FML. Tell us your stories.
Best call is going to get 4 tickets to Kellogg's Tour of Gymnastics Champions First Bank Center on September 30th.
And you will get a chance to ask Nastia Lukin, what's your FML story, little girl? FML.
Uh-huh. Enough said.
We're talking about the story that you have that is just F your life. And it is what it is. And you know that it's part of, I mean, do we have to really explain what it is?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We do. Allison.
Yes.
Yes.
Guy.
FML, what happened?
Well, I remember about 14 years ago when I was a little kid, my mom, my grandma discussing purchasing a share in Google, and then them deciding not to, and now it's huge.
Like one share would be, yeah.
I just couldn't imagine how much money she'd have right now.
FML.
Do you know, Steve and I have a similar story. When Steve Jobs first got sick, we knew that Apple shares were just going to do something, and it was like, I don't invest in anything. I don't have enough with mouths to feed. I don't have any. But I was like, in this case, I'm like, should we do something? And it plummeted down to like $60 a share or something. And it was like, should we? And it was like, nah. Now it's like $8 billion a share. And it's like, son of a what?
FML.
Oh! FML. Yeah, I get it. Hang on right there. Meet you for a beer later. Probably a cheap beer. Travis.
Yay.
FML, what happened?
Okay, so I was a student musician in Nashville, got approached by a scout who was putting together a band for a particular up-and-coming artist that they were going to promote. And he approached me after we were done doing a show. And he's like, "Hey, I'd like to put you in this group." And I said, "Well, I don't go anywhere without my band."
Oh, you did that whole cling to your morals. Right. I'm 23, and these guys are my posse.
Yeah, well, we have been together for almost 5 years. And I said, "If you need a band, we're there for it." And he said, "No, I just need you." And I said, "Yeah, sorry, I'm going to go ahead and pass." And it ended up being Sarah Evans, who became huge when she first was starting out. And I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
What do you play, Travis?
Guitar and vocals.
Slacker has a couple similar stories.
Oh, man. The number of times. I used to work for a store that sold CDs, you know, and we would have this convention in Owensboro, Kentucky once a year, and they would fly in all these like up-and-coming bands or whatever, and every year they'd play and try to get you to play their CD in your store or whatever, and every year like maybe one of them was good and the rest of them were just crap. They were just and I remember, and then after the show you would all go to like you're all staying in like whatever the hotel is there, and there's a hospitality suite, and then the guys, the musicians, would all stand around in the room and be like, "So are you gonna play our music?" And you're like, "No, you tool." And there was this one dude in the corner that was super friendly, but I mean his set was the same as everybody else's set every year, just played twangy country or whatever, and was like, "Hey, can we go for beers?" Like we connected. I talked about being a musician and stuff, and he's like, "You seem cool," and we talked for a little bit, and I'm just like, "Dude, I'm just gonna go to bed." Like he was so desperate to be my friend, and I was like, I fully blew this guy off. And I remember him handing me the CD as I left, as I walked out of the suite that night. And everybody did that. I'm like, okay, I kept it, threw it in my bag, and I still have it. It's called the name of the CD is called No Fences, and it's by a young man named Garth Brooks. And I'm just like, I should have been best friends with Garth Brooks. FML. I could lay underneath him and cash that falls from his mouth would feed my family forever and ever. And instead, I'm like, no, you're kind of a tool in a hat. I'm going to go to my room and watch Skinamax. FML! Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I found out that Sarah Evans' guitarist, her rhythm guitarist and backup vocalist is making like $2.5 million a year.
Travis!
You blew it, dude. You fully blew it.
And then what happened to your band? You disbanded like
this. Of course. They all found other gigs and went, Travis? No, we'll leave him by the side of the road.
You know, was the irony of it all is we were all expected to be big, and we all split up in an hour. We all got into a fight one day, and I kind of did the whole blame game. I blame you guys. Oh,
I could have been Sarah Evans.
Yeah, right. And then we broke up within an hour. And then, I've been chasing that dream for, I don't know.
Let it go, buddy.
FML.
You and I will go stalk Garth Brooks together.
Okay.
Hang on. Marcia.
It's Marcia, but yeah.
Marcia, yay.
So I was married at one point, and my husband at the time was working in Kuwait, and he wanted me to go out there to live with him. He was contracting, so I did. I gave up my entire world here, my school, my apartment, my family, my good job, everything to live in Kuwait with him.
Kuwait's pretty country, though.
if you like beige.
Killing beige.
But anyway, after 9 months of being there, he decided he didn't want to be there anymore, and he left me there.
Oh. He lured you to Kuwait and then abandoned you.
Ugh.
Pretty much, yeah. But it turned out to be the best thing. Well, not the divorce and the being abandoned in a foreign country. After that happened and, like, getting my heart, my broken heart healed, it turned out to be the best thing ever. I was made really good money. I traveled the world. And by the time I was 24, I saw so many countries. I had two passports. Like,
well, then you can't. You can't FML something that actually turned out good. I guess you can at that moment.
Right.
It's kind of like at that moment, like abandoned a foreign country that really doesn't care for women. Wasn't so fun at the time.
She lost love. She lost a D-bag.
And beige.
And beige. Hang on, Marcia. All right, we want to hear yours. What was your FML moment? FML.
Enough said.
You want me to start with that one? Yeah, I'm just going there. Megan.
Yay.
Yay.
FML.
Okay, so my boyfriend's been out of work since the beginning of the year. Stuff's really hard. I'm the only one working. Crazy stressful job. So I start looking for a new job. Find a place. They like me. They hire me. You know, great. Start Tuesday. So I have a week in between, you know, quitting my job and my new job. And, you know, I call them to get some details, and they're like, oh, didn't you read your email? We don't need you.
Oh, my God. But you'd already quit.
Yeah, I'd already quit. I was like, well, that sucks because I already quit my job. So, and they're like, oh, yeah, that sucks. Sorry. Anyway, have a good one.
Oh, God. Oh, FML.
So, actually, double FML on that one. The day that I got that email was the first day my boyfriend started his new job. So I was like, yay, got a new job. Guess what? I don't. And then he got laid off 2 weeks later.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Like, that's just FML. Karma kind of hates you a little bit. Hang on right there. Kat. Oh, it's Kat.
Yay.
Yay.
How are you?
We're good. FML, what happened to you?
Oh, it's kind of like a family thing, FM the whole family.
Okay.
Way back when, my great-grandfather is from Texas, and he started this little company. They decided to go public. He didn't like the board of directors, decided to sell off his shares. Turns out that company was Texaco.
Oh, hi.
And they never amounted to much.
The guys who stayed on board that started with him, by the time my great-grandfather died, had about $10 billion.
Oh, God.
Was that with a buh? Was that a billion with a buh?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. FML right there.
He picked time.
Major FML.
Yeah, my great-grandfather didn't handle it so well and ended up committing suicide from it.
Oh no.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's...
Hey,
don't
Captain Bring Down, when did you get here?
No.
All right. Hey, I'm right there. Wow. Amanda.
Yay.
FML, what happened?
So I met this guy on a event planning website, and he seemed really great, and I thought that I had met him at some point at an event. And we got to talking and everything and kind of fell in love with him a little bit, but he was overseas working for an oil company, and so he wasn't going to be around for a few weeks, and then things got postponed a little bit, and then it was his birthday, and so he was like, hey, my PlayStation just quit working, would you, you know, I'm going to be still here for a few more weeks, like, could you send me another PlayStation, and like, I'll pay you back when I get back and everything. And I was like, well, I really didn't want to, but he eventually, got me to send it to him.
You've never met this guy before.
Yes, true. I've never met this guy. But I've talked to him on the phone. We've instant messaged. We even did, a video chat. So I was feeling pretty secure about, it. And he'd never actually asked for money or anything. And then my wife friend tells me that she's, just kind of looking around on this website that has, these guys and stuff that are from other countries, and, they're really just scam artists and they're just looking for money. And she found his picture on the website.
Yeah.
But you'd already sent the PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it only, the shipping was only $98.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You never wired him money or anything, though, right?
No, I didn't. And he, you know, right when I found out, like, that day, he had asked me to send him some money, you know, and I was like, well, that's not happening, and, you know, but, yeah. So, unfortunately, I got scammed.
You still in love?
Not with him.
Oh. Yeah. All right, hang on right there. These are starting to make me sad. Let's do one more. Kate.
Yay.
FML, what happened?
Hey, guys. So my husband and I go up to gamble, and he hits a royal flush on a poker machine with the five quarters in it, you know, like where you put them all the way
max
across.
Max credit, yeah.
Yeah. He was so excited. He's like, look, look. So I'm looking, and he goes to hit it, you know, to say, you know, keep it or whatever. He hit the clear button.
Whoa. So he flopped it. So all he needed to do was hold all five cards, and he's done. Oh, my God. What was the payout on that?
Royal flush.
Do you have any idea what the payout would have been?
It was only 40 to 1.
It was huge. I can't remember now, but yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars, though, probably.
Yes. Oops.
That never happened.
L.